There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. We'll, of course, take your calls about anything you would like to discuss, especially if you want to talk about torture and your feelings about it, because according to the government's own report now from the Senate Intelligence Committee, the CIA torture program, the renditions, that stuff didn't really result in any information that couldn't have been gleaned and didn't and wasn't gleaned, or you know, or it did not result in information that wasn't gleaned through other means. So you can go and you can learn more about this. Reason.com has a story about it. We shared that with you earlier tonight. And the Daily Beast has what they call the most gruesome moments in this 500-page torture report. We're getting through, we've gotten through most of the Daily Beast piece here, but they're talking also not just about the gruesome moments, but about how the report didn't really reveal anything that was, or the torture didn't reveal anything that could have been gleaned otherwise, and about some of the lies.
This is a Senate report, right?
That's correct. The CIA was telling a 500-page report. In developing the enhanced interrogation techniques, the report said the CIA failed to review historical use of coercive interrogations. The resulting techniques were described as, quote, discrediting coercive interrogation techniques, such as those used by torturous regimes during the Cold War to elicit false confessions. According to the committee, the CIA acknowledged that it never properly reviewed the effectiveness of these techniques, despite the urging of the CIA Inspector General, congressional leadership, and the National Security Advisor, Condoleezza Rice. Contractors and shrinks. The CIA relied on two outside contractors who were psychologists with experience at the Air Force's Survival, Evasion, Resistance, and Escape School to help develop, run, and assess the interrogation program. Neither had experience as an interrogator, nor any specialized knowledge of Al-Qaeda, counterterrorism, or relevant linguistic expertise, the committee found. So
They couldn't speak the language?
These were the two outside contractors who were psychologists that had no real qualifications.
Psychologists are torturing people?
Apparently.
Good Lord.
In 2005, those same two psychologists formed a company. And following this, the CIA outsourced virtually all aspects of the interrogation program to them. The company was paid more than $80 million by the CIA. Lies
might
to
torture somebody for $80 million, too.
The president. An internal report by, and you were questioning my integrity last night, Mark?
That's crazy.
An internal report by the CIA known as the Panetta Review found that there were numerous inaccuracies in the way the agency represented the effectiveness of interrogation techniques, and that the CIA misled the president about this. Now, that's their boss, because the CIA is an executive branch, so the president would
gotta
be
lie to him in order to get these jobs done, you know?
Let's see. So they misrepresented that. The CIA misled the president. Their records also contradict the evidence that the agency provided of some thwarted terrorist attacks and the capture of suspects, which the CIA linked to the use of these enhanced techniques. The Senate's report also concludes that there were cases in which the White House questions were not answered truthfully or completely. Cover-ups. In the early days of the program, CIA officials briefed the leadership of the House Intelligence Committee. Few records of that session remain, but Senate investigators found a draft summary of the meeting written by CIA lawyers that notes lawmakers questioned the legality of these techniques. But the lawyer deleted that line from the final version of the summary. The Senate investigators found that Jose Rodriguez, once the CIA's top spy and a fierce defender of the interrogation program, made a note on the draft approving of the deletion. Short and sweet, Rodriguez wrote of the newly revised summary that failed to mention lawmakers' concerns about the legality of the program. Threats to mothers. CIA officers threatened to harm detainees' children, sexually abuse their mothers, and, quote, cut a detainee's mother's throat. In
wow.
addition, several detainees were led to believe they would die in custody, with one told...
This is what I expect from ISIS. Those kind of threats and that sort of thing? That's what I expect from them.
Well, again, I've always wondered about ISIS. You know, are they a CIA program?
I don't know.
What's the deal with them? In addition, several detainees were led to believe they would die in custody, with one told he would leave in a coffin-shaped box. Detainees wouldn't see their day in court because, quote, we can never let the world know what I have done to you, said one interrogator. And finally, sexual assault by interrogators.
Well, that's what this this hydration, anal hydration or whatever you called it, mm-hmm. anal feeding, that's what that was. If you are forcing
sexual
somebody,
assault.
Yeah, if you're forcing something up somebody's butt without their permission, sorry, that's where we're at.
Officers in the CIA's detention and interrogation program included individuals who the committee said, quote, among other things, had engaged in inappropriate detainee interrogations, had workplace anger management issues, and had reportedly admitted to sexual assault. So I imagine that just scratches the surface on the amount of sexual assault kind of torture.
How many people work in the United States government that admit to sexually assaulting people?
I don't know.
That's crazy.
So there you go. That's a bit of an excerpt from the 500-page report, which is now available for you to peruse. How much of it has been redacted, I don't know. I have heard that portions of it have. So we don't even know the whole story.
There's a very powerful worldview that is going through America, certainly, that is that this torture report is not going to change these people's opinions because they feel like there has to be somebody who is above the law. And obviously, that person needs to be an American because then he's like me. There has to be somebody who can pull the trigger, who doesn't work by committee, doesn't make decisions by committee.
I'm with you on that.
But has got a head and some agency of his own and some executive power who can do what needs to be done. And as long as you have that mindset and you're willing to tax people, you're willing to coerce people, you're willing to put up with first, all of us getting stolen from in order to fund this thing. As long as you put up with that, you're guaranteed to get a monster at the end.
What you're describing is an incubator for a tyrant. And they may not rise beyond their little fiefdom that's been ascribed to them by the government. That doesn't mean they're not a tyrant.
Mm-hmm.
But when you create a situation like you're describing, that's what it's all about.
Well, we don't have a king because we vote for our king.
Right. Every 4 years, new king.
So you can share your thoughts with us on the torture thing. Mark, you had specifically asked for somebody who still believes in torture to call into the show, or maybe somebody who's had their mind changed about this. And, you know, what was it that brought you from point A to point B?
Well, I would have at one point been somebody who would have supported some level of torture. And, you know, when you're talking about that situation with the, you've got 20 minutes to find out where the bomb is. You know, I guess I trust my military or police to just go ahead and implement whatever torture they need to do in that circumstance and be held accountable for it later. There was an officer, I remember in World War, I don't know anything.
So you are saying you still support torture?
I'm saying that if somebody feels that torture is worth doing, that they would be willing to do it in the face of the punishment that they will get.
Wait a minute. So would they get punished either way,
Ian,
or only if it doesn't reveal where the bomb is?
Would you be willing to lose your job and perhaps spend a couple of years in prison to save every man, woman, and child in the city of New York?
I don't believe in torture.
I didn't ask you that question.
Are you asking me if I would torture somebody?
No, I asked you a question, and you did not answer it. I asked you, would you be willing to lose your job and perhaps spend 2 years in prison for saving every life of every man, woman, and child in New York City?
Well, I guess it would depend on how you would save those people.
Then I trust you to make the right decision. That's all I'm saying. If the scenario is dire enough,
you're allowing for the fact that what comes after the punishment you will take it. Even you will take the punishment knowing that you've done the right thing.
Right. If I'm
but
in charge,
you're not saying that torture is the right thing,
Ian. If I think torture is going to save a city full of people, if I think that...
That's what the CIA thinks.
Well, I understand they think
that. I'm not sure that they do really think that.
Well, they might tell their guys that. Either that or all just psychopaths.
These psychopaths aren't being held to standards. That's why we have prisons.
You want standards for torture? I'm confused. What are you getting at?
I'm not asking for standards. Torture's not acceptable.
Okay, good.
You really don't understand what I'm saying?
No, I don't really.
Okay, let me make it 100% clear. If I'm in charge of some unit, I come to a situation where I believe that, you know, I have somebody who might have some information. Mm-hmm. We're talking about a very short time frame that I have to get this information, because I believe that interrogation works better than torture, but I don't have a lot of time for interrogation. I'm going to go in with an axe handle. I'm going to smack him in the face a few times. And then he's going to give me what information he gives me.
So you do support torture? Or just a little smacking with an axe handle?
No,
is that
not torture? I expect to go to prison for this.
Okay, so you support torture in the if you get a spanking for it later on?
No,
it's a toll-free number coming up.
Did you know by age 50, half of all men have an enlarged prostate? This means more urges to urinate, longer bathroom trips, waking at night to urinate, or issues with sex. If this sounds familiar, call us now, because we're shipping free bottles of Super Beta Prostate to listeners of this station. Super Beta Prostate is a non-prescription formula guaranteed to reduce the symptoms of your enlarged prostate. It's yours free. Pay only shipping and handling. Just call 1-800-856-4195. In clinical trials, the ingredient in Super Beta Prostate was shown to reduce urges to urinate, improve bladder emptying, reduce waking at night to urinate, and improve quality of life. This Super Beta Prostate free offer is for listeners of this station, but it won't last. Don't wait. Just call 1-800-856-4195. That's 1-800-856-4195. Call 1-800-856-4195.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Have you ever noticed how many sick and miserable people there are? I'm serious. I'm talking about people of all ages who have conditions and diseases which affect their quality of life. Most of them seem to have one thing in common, polypharmacy. That is, dependence on multiple prescription drugs with side effects that actually make them sicker and sicker, not healthy. The good news is that people are waking up to the fact that if you supply your body with all of the nutrients it requires, you will feel better, be healthier, and have a better life. It's important to know that Beyond Tangy Tangerine is the most amazing, great-tasting, comprehensive nutritional supplement. Besides supplying all the vitamins our bodies need, it also supplies the necessary minerals that are required for the vitamins to kick in. Look, folks, I'm hooked on it, and I think if you try it, you'll become hooked. This stuff really works. That's why I'm urging you to make it part of your daily health regimen. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com to secure your canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine today. Sign up for AutoShip and save on shipping costs. That's Beyond Tangy Tangerine at InfoWarsTeam.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. Join us on the air here. Bring up whatever's on your mind. We're talking about torture coming up. Police body cams. Johnny Ray has changed his mind. He says he's against them. And we'll find out what led him to draw that new conclusion here in a little bit. Our toll-free number that allows you to take control here, bring up whatever you want, is 855-450-FREE. You can also join us online at freetalklive.com. So do get interactive there and do it for free. If you care about online privacy, something else that's free is ProXPN. You just go and download their free app. Get started with Windows, Macintosh, iOS devices, and Android devices. ProXPN encrypts your data connection, meaning your internet service provider or the coffee shop you're sitting at. These guys are not going to know what you're doing online anymore. Right now, your ISP is probably logging all the websites you visit, and they're also likely keeping those logs in some cases for up to 5 years. You can stop that from happening by encrypting your connection by getting ProXPN at proxpn.com/FTL. Now, one account works for all of your devices simultaneously, and you can go and get started right now for free. Plus, Linux users, you can also get rolling with ProXPN. It's just a different setup process for you. The code you need to upgrade to their premium account so you can get unlimited bandwidth, servers around the world, you can access private torrenting, and get past regionally blocked websites. The code you need is FTL50. That's FTL like Free Talk Live and the number 50, as in 50% off of the price of their annual account. It brings the price down to about $5 a month, but you can save more by paying with Bitcoin. You'll save 62% by using code FTLBTC and paying with Bitcoin for the annual account. ProXPN, by the way, doesn't keep records of your online habits, and you get it all with a risk-free 7-day money-back guarantee. Go to proxpn.com/FTL and use codes FTL50 or FTLBTC and get a great discount on privacy that is priceless. We've been talking about torture earlier in the show. Mark, you seem to take the position that you do not support torture, that you agree that with some of the conclusions of this new torture report that has come out, that torture does not actually provide good information. If it provides any information, it doesn't provide valuable information, that the torture that they engaged in the last decade or so in the United States didn't actually glean information that couldn't have been or wasn't gleaned from other more legitimate intelligence sources, like, you know, listening to radio communications or intercepting emails or something like that. But, Mark, so it sounded like you opposed torture in the beginning portion of this show, but now, a moment ago, you said that if you were in charge of some police agency and that you had a suspect that you believed had information that would result in some sort of bomb being uncovered within the next hour.
Yeah, the whole 24 scenario.
That you would slap somebody around with an axe handle. And that you're saying that is torture, and that's something you would personally do. So how can you be opposed to torture, but yet say that you would participate in it?
Okay.
What am I missing?
All right. I'm going to try to help you out. I'm willing to be your foil here. First, I'd like to say I think torture is a crime. Okay?
Okay.
And as a crime, it should be punished. Now, I would point out that if you were successful in extracting information from somebody, because they just claim here that the information extracted through torture was no better than information they believe could be extracted without it, right?
Or actually was given from other sources.
Right. And so all I'm saying is that I believe that as long as you're accountable for your actions, that I trust the men and women who would propose to keep us safe, those folks, to make the right decisions and in a circumstance sacrifice themselves for what they believe in.
So what you're saying is, you don't support torture, but you do support people who do torture as long as they go to prison afterwards?
No, I believe that if you're right, then, you know, you should get a more lenient sentence. So in the scenario, the fantastical Hollywood scenario where you have the bad guy, right? And you've got the clock
you
is ticking down.
You have the bad guy. You know he's a bad guy.
Well, you think he is. You think he is.
Oh,
that's okay. All you can know. You think you've got the bad guy. You think you've got some short period of time till the city blows up. You know, there's always a clock counting down in these situations. That in that circumstance, what is there to lose? If I walk into an interrogation room with an axe handle, I smack somebody around a few times.
Your humanity.
My humanity could be blown up shortly. My humanity will be lost very shortly in fire and brimstone as I go down with the ship. Mm-hmm. So who cares whether I have blown up the a terrorist. Whether I've smacked him around a few times before he blew himself up with the bomb. So that's.
So to you, it's just smacking someone around a few times. It's not torture.
Okay.
It seems like you're putting a really light spin on this as though, oh, well, if it was Mark in the situation, then it's just smacking somebody around with an axe handle. That's no big deal.
No, I think that I'm being
clear. You know, cutting his fingers off. I mean, you know, let's get serious here. He's got some information that you need. Maybe an axe handle just isn't far enough.
Hey, but then, you know, everybody's got their line, right?
So you wouldn't cut his fingers off.
I don't think I've really. I'm looking for
breaking
fingers.
His fingers.
I don't really. I wouldn't like that in my hands. It'd be gross.
Yeah, but you got that 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. You know, got 10 of them, so you can really put a lot of pain.
You can hit somebody 10 times with an axe handle. I'm sure of it.
Okay, so you've drawn your line at the axe handle. You're acting like that's not really torture.
Oh no, I don't know why you're saying I don't. Yeah. This is torture.
Okay.
And I would expect if I got, you know, if we lived through the bomb situation,
believe there should be two charges. There should be a charge for successful torture and a charge for unsuccessful torture.
I do. Because I do believe that ultimately the ends does justify the means. I mean, if you get the information out of the guy with this means, then. You know, hey, you only deserve a year in jail or something.
I don't think this scenario is useful just because of the question that I asked
earlier.
I don't
think it's particularly useful either.
Yeah, that's right.
It gives Ian an opportunity to vilify his partner, which is pretty much how he's made a living for the last 12 years.
I'm not the one supporting torture on the show, Marty.
You said it's a fantastical scenario. I completely agree with you. But if you don't know that the torture is going to get you the information, then...
How would you know anything?
If you knew...
That's the only reason that I would cut anybody any slack for cutting somebody's fingers off. In my scenario...
You only believe things.
In my fantastic scenario, you basically know that he's got the info because you've got some other evidence backing you up. And you know that beating him will give you the information that you need. In that case, that will never happen. Yes, I would agree. I would support anyone beating the person.
I would suggest that if you did beat somebody, the most likely scenario is that you're going to get bad information and you're going to attempt to act on bad information. But what difference does it make if there's a clock counting down in the next 20 minutes a nuclear bomb goes off in New York City? Who cares? Oh, well, I guess he gave us bad info. We're going to blow up like we were without it.
We got John. He's in Minnesota. You're on Free Talk Live. John.
Hey, I was wondering, haven't these guys ever heard of sodium pentothal?
Truth serum.
Yes, Arnold Schwarzenegger was administered sodium pentothal in the film True Lies. It was moving cinema.
Well, I'll tell you, I know some people, you get a couple of drinks in them, they lose all their inhibitions, and they'll tell you anything you want to know, so why bother to torture them?
That's more useful than forcing someone to stand on their broken leg.
I agree with you, John. Thanks for the call tonight. A little persuasion can go a long way. Chemical persuasion, that's not the same as torture, right?
I would say that that's torture if you decide to administer drugs. Sure. I mean, you know, all this is about coercion. What level of coercion you're willing to go for? You're just willing. You just love yourself some drugs. Let's drug them up. Are you going to drink any water at your house?
Toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE. You can bring up anything you want. This is Free Talk Live. Coming up, cop cameras. Johnny Ray says it's a bad idea. Why is that? We'll find out.
The knowledge of the ancients, tried and true, trusted herbs and extracts, fused with the latest nutraceutical science. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. For the last 2 years, our team has been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to develop the ultimate nutraceutical formulation. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit AncientDefense.com or call 888-253-3139. That's AncientDefense.com.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
Do you have relatives and friends that are convinced there is no need ever to prepare for any kind of emergency? Are these also folks you buy Christmas presents for? At 30dayfoodsupply.com, we can solve both of these problems at the same time. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010. We can ship your Christmas presents directly to them. Choose from our original $99 30-day food supply, our long-term storage vegan burger mixes, and other oatmeal, soups, porridges, beans, and granolas for everyday use. All products are non-GMO, MSG-free, and vegetarian. Most are gluten, soy, and nut-free. Call 541-229-0010 today. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low, cutting out the middleman by buying directly from their producers in Oregon. Remember, only $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit the website 30dayfoodsupply.com. Call 541-229-0010. 30dayfoodsupply.com, 541-229-0010.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, dial in toll free and bring up anything you want. 855-450-FREE. That is the toll free number. We've got Skype as well. Our Skype username, it's lrn.fm. You just send a contact request and we'll approve it. Once that's approved, then you can easily dial us up on Skype and you'll sound way better than you would if you were on the telephone. So, coming up, Johnny Ray will tell us about police cams. There's in the news, of course, this idea that police should have body-mounted cameras on them at all times, and there's even a proposal from the federal government to help local departments fund the purchase of these body-mounted cameras, and there's some debate, especially in libertarian, liberty-minded circles, about what this means. You know, why would the government want this? Isn't that an indicator that this is a bad idea?
So I can give you plenty of reasons why the government would want to have cameras on all the police officers.
I know why. One of the reasons why, and we can get into that here in a moment, but I think that overall it's a good idea. Johnny Ray, you used to think it was a good idea, but you don't anymore.
That's not necessarily true. Always been, I think, pretty ambivalent about it.
I thought you had said that you'd changed your mind and that you no longer support cops having cameras on them.
I was ambivalent. I kind of felt like, almost like you guys, Mark, you were describing your feelings about Desert Storm. When at that time, back in 93 or whatever, I thought, well, you know, I'm kind of fundamentally opposed philosophically to the government. Those ideas were just beginning to form in my head. I had the idea that defense, national security would be better handled by private firms.
Okay.
But I thought, well, but still, the end result is going to be pretty good. You know, we're going to have Iraq and Israel in there, a couple of Western-style democracies that are just going to sort of spread goodness throughout the Middle East.
Yeah, I think I thought that, too.
It didn't happen at all. And so,
what's that have to do with body cameras?
Well, I didn't think it was necessarily that great, but I didn't think it was going to do that much harm.
And now you think it will do harm?
Yes.
All right, we'll find out more about that here. But that doesn't mean you oppose them?
I do oppose them.
You do oppose them. Okay, that's what I thought.
I oppose them on a libertarian dogmatic level.
All right. Well, hold on.
It has practical repercussions.
I want to get into the reasons for that. But first, Mark.
Yeah.
A gift for the holiday season.
Give the gift of liberty, the ideas of liberty this holiday season. You know, this is hard to do. Lots of people are always calling in. How do I get my relatives to understand the ideas of liberty? Well, first they have to have a foundation. And I think that infreedomscause.com is great. It's a piece of historical fiction. It's got the story of some young boys that are sort of transported back into the time of William Wallace and Robert the Bruce. Now, everything else that occurs around them is historically accurate, but it's wholesome entertainment for the whole family. I think everybody's going to love it. You can, it's like a movie that you can bring along in the car and just play the audio from. It's got top name actors and actresses, Joanne Froggatt from Downton Abbey, Billy Boyd from Lord of the Rings, Gandar Keynes from Chronicles of Narnia, James Cosmo from Braveheart. And the kids will be enthralled. My son was. I think yours will, too. Jack just thought it was awesome. Loved listening to it. It's a great story, and you can get, we have a special price for you. You can get the family four-pack, so you get four gifts that you can give for half price. So it's a really great deal. I mean, you know, when you're talking about pricing here, that's about $12.50 per set. Awesome deal. Just go to infreedomscause.com. Use coupon code FTL. There's a lot of parallels between the history of Scotland and the Revolutionary War, for instance. The Declaration of Arbroath, to some extent, was what the Declaration of Independence was based off of, to some extent. Infreedomscause.com, coupon code FTL to save half price on the family four-pack.
Sounds like In Freedom's Cause is being voiced by some very talented people. I love
it's
that,
awesome.
Billy Boyd.
The whole thing.
Am I allowed to talk about a negative audio experience I had with bad, poor reading?
Yeah, please.
Because I don't want to draw any negative associations to our sponsor. I would dearly love to listen to Murray Rothbard at work, but the Mises.org, the free Mises.org audio is just unlistenable. The reader
they
have. Yeah, yeah.
Is it an AudioVox recording?
I don't know what that is.
AudioVox is an organization that takes books that are in public domain.
Is it the same or similar to LibriVox?
I'm sorry, LibriVox.
Yes, I know what that is. No, it's not LibriVox.
Okay.
It's I'm not going to say the guy's name. It's the reader.
He's bad, huh?
He's a libertarian luminary. He's a great writer and a man of wonderful ideas. He's reading Rothbard's stuff, and it's terrible. I can't listen to it. Listen to it so bad.
Is it the audio quality or the read?
The delivery.
Is he very stilted? What is he doing?
It is, yeah. It's fairly stilted. The guy wants to just the facts, just the words. You know, I just want to get the words out clearly, and I don't know what the word is I'm looking for, but
he doesn't have a
boring.
He can't follow his cadence. I'm not sure what the right word to describe.
The cadence may be so regular that 5 minutes have passed and I realize
so
that
boring.
I haven't been listening.
Wow. Wow.
So this is a recommendation.
Not recommending the Mises audio.
To Mises.org to get a new reader for all that Rothbard.
They can afford it, can't they? I mean, can't they afford to hire somebody who can read?
Well, I mean, maybe they haven't got the feedback yet. By the way, people can go listen to A Market for Liberty at book.freetalklive.com.
Oh, that was another terrible reader that I couldn't listen to.
That was great. I thought Ian did a great job with that.
I did that one, yeah. A lot of people have said nice things.
And I've been listening
to...
I've
got practice reading. You know?
I've been listening to The Kingdom of God is Within You by Leo Tolstoy.
Whoa.
And that's LibriVox. Oh,
God. Is it bad?
It makes me want to go and do the reads for these things so that there's a good version of it.
It's time-consuming to do that, too.
It is.
Like, if you're going to spend the time to do that, you should at least be able to do it. Like, to perform in a acceptable manner.
Why do you think that you should be able to do that? The people that have the time, I mean, this is practice, right? They're going to get better.
You shouldn't be practicing on something that you are releasing publicly, I don't think.
Well, I can't tell you, man.
Some of the LibriVox readers, though, are very good. In fact, the majority, I spent a couple of seasons listening to LibriVox selections, and I would say the majority of them, of the readers, satisfied me.
So what is the LibriVox? They read non-copyrighted?
They read public domain stuff.
Okay, gotcha. So let's talk about the cop cameras. There has been a lot of discussion as of late after the protests that are continuing, from what I understand. The Berkeley protests we talked about earlier this week are still going on, and the police are continuing to be violent. I heard Oakland maybe is, there's something happening there too. So the police, the people are out in the streets protesting police brutality, and the police are giving them a taste of police brutality as a result of that. And in the midst of all of this controversy,
Berkeley? Is that what did you mention Berkeley?
It had happened in Berkeley earlier this week. Yeah. Last night, I think it kept going in Berkeley. I also heard something about Oakland. And anyway, so within this discussion about the police murdering people, Eric Garner was choked to death by a cop in New York City.
And the grand juries are not indicting.
Grand juries won't indict the police, no matter how awful they seem to be. There's a lot of frustration. There's a lot of questioning, what can fix this? Is this fixable? Is there anything that can, if not fix it, can it reduce the violence?
And Mark Edge and the Obama administration have come forward with an idea to put cameras on all the police officers.
I'm going to side with Mark on this one. I think that...
And don't forget the Obama administration.
Which is,
say it with me, and I'm going to side with the Obama administration.
on this one, I think it's a good idea. Even a broken clock can strike right a couple times a day. And in this particular case...
Well, I don't support the Obama administration's choice of cameras. The one that they showed has an off button, which I understand why they would want an off button. Like, maybe you don't want to be seen while you're going pee-pee or something like that. But
who cares?
You don't care. But I, at the same time, I think that the audio and video ought to be streamed. What I'd really like to see is an America where we just don't trust what police officers say unless they've got some plausible reason for not having video, or they have video and audio.
Well, certainly the tides seem to be changing as to how Americans feel about police officers. They're more willing to get out on the streets and protest now than ever before. And some are saying, I saw an article somebody was saying that the protests have yet to really come on hard, and he's expecting to see more of them soon. We're coming up here. This is Free Talk Live.
In a trial by jury, the primary function of a juror is not to dispense punishment to the accused. It is to protect your fellow citizens from being unjustly deprived of their life, liberty, or property. As a juror, you can say no to unjust laws and prevent government abuses of power by refusing to convict. Legislative, executive, judicial. The fourth branch of government is we the people. Find out more from the Fully Informed Jury Association at fija.org.
Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
for over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Time waits for no one. That's why you should hurry to not miss the Freeze Dry Guy's end-of-year case lot sale. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663 to receive 20 to 25% off Mountain House freeze-dried foods. Mountain House, the gold standard in long-term storage products, include real freeze-dried meats, entrees, eggs, fruits, and vegetables. Yes, 20 to 25% off now. Also receive 30% off other selected Mountain House foods and receive 30% off selected Packaway brand dehydrated foods. Just call 866-404-3663 and ask for the Freeze Dry Guy. Plus, long-range patrol ration eggs and ham at superb discounts. But these are extremely hard to find and nearly gone, so call today. Ask about our LRP ice cream bars, too. Some items limited to stock on hand. And remember, the Freeze Dry Guy pays for shipping to your door within the lower 48 states. Order now. Don't miss out on the Freeze Dry Guy's end-of-year case lot sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You're invited to take control of the airwaves. Toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Many are discussing the idea of police cameras mounted to the officer as a possible fix for some of the police abuse that we're seeing out there constantly, that of course the police seem to have no accountability for whatsoever, even in the cases where there's video. So of course that's one of the arguments that I've heard against police having cameras is, well, there's already video of police murdering people and they get away with it. And that's a strong point. There's no doubt about that. But I still think it's not a bad idea to have an extra angle on it. We can get into the details on this here because Johnny Ray seems to be opposing the idea of police cameras.
I definitely think the cons outweigh the pros.
We'll get into that deeper here, and you can join us toll-free at 855-450-FREE. Please, if you want to support what we're doing here on Free Talk Live, if you like the fact that we're talking about liberty, but we don't all necessarily agree on the show, one thing we do agree on is that more freedom, that's a good thing. If you like the ideas being put out there on what we have now, almost 160 radio stations from coast to coast, maybe you'd like to see us with 300 radio stations.
I sure would.
We can do that. It's possible, but it takes money to market Free Talk Live, and that's why we have the AMP program. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. The $5 a month that you can send into the AMP program, we invest into the show to get on more stations, more internet connections, into more ears all around the world. So if that's worth $5 a month to you, please support the show through the AMP program by going to amp.freetalklive.com. You can use any major credit card through PayPal. You can also use Visa and MasterCard right on our website through amp.freetalklive.com to get perks like the AMP on the call-in lines, the AMP on the Facebook group, and more. Again, go to amp.freetalklive.com as we go to you with your calls and thoughts. First, let's talk to let's go to James in Franklin, Tennessee. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, James.
Hello.
Hey there.
How are you?
Good.
Hey, I'm the chairman of the Libertarian Party in Williamson County, Tennessee.
All right.
And
and the vice chairman and the secretary.
Yes, I am. Yes, we need the phone booth, and I couldn't find one. Now we have a couple members, and we're building it up, and I was on the state committee as well, and became a libertarian about 18 months ago. I'm 63 years old. In my 20s, I was a liberal Democrat with long hair, and then I became an independent, and then I became a Republican, and then I got tired of what's going on in Washington, and so I became a libertarian. I've read many books. I talked to Wes Benedict, and I think the Libertarian Party, I think there should be more than two voices in this country. But I want to talk about amnesty. I worked at an upscale hotel in Franklin, and I purchased for a young Hispanic man the immigration DVD so that he can become a citizen. And I think that is the way that we should become citizens of this country.
Now, you purchased a DVD?
Yes, there's a DVD.
What does it do exactly?
What does the DVD do?
Yeah.
The DVD gives you the questions. There are 100 questions. If you get 20 of them right, you pass that test.
So it's like a study guide?
It's a study guide. It's a DVD.
Gotcha.
And he's a Hispanic guy, and he goes to me, "Jimbo, you're local." I said, "No, I'm not local. Who was the first president of the United States?" He goes, "I don't know." I say, "George Washington."
Not really true, though.
George Washington.
John Hanson?
Yeah, there were presidents before George Washington.
I said, "Who was the 16th president of the United States?" He says, Lincoln. I said, "That's right."
So what you're saying is you're
indirect.
So hold on. I'm just curious, though, James.
I know citizenship test. That's how you solve the immigration problem.
I don't know.
I want to hear the proposal.
Does the DVD come with $12,000 because you're paying thousands of dollars?
I'm not trying to sell the DVD.
No. Let the guy tell me, what is the proposal? So everybody's got to answer 100 questions, right? Anybody can answer those 100
questions. 20 questions.
I thought it was 100.
He said 20 out of them.
He said there's 100 questions. You get 20 right.
Okay.
Yeah. You get 20 right, you walk out of the room. I'm a licensed insurance agent in the state of Tennessee, okay?
Now, this isn't how it is. You're proposing this?
No, it's the law. That's the way it is.
Right, but you have to pay thousands of dollars to get to that point if you are able to get through whatever the queue of people that is waiting in advance of you. I mean, it's not easy to get to take this quiz.
No, I understand. No, I didn't say it was easy. Okay. What I'm saying is it could be easy. Okay. And all you have to do is pass two tests. Now, the problem is, in my opinion, the Hispanic community, and there are some very, very fine people in the Hispanic community that have been here for years and are small business people. There's an Hispanic Chamber of Commerce. But you know what they did? They learned English. If the three of us flew to Mexico City and decided to be there, what would we do? We would learn Spanish.
Over time, sure.
Italy, we would learn Italian.
Yeah, naturally, immigrants do tend to learn English over the generations as they come here to the United States. So what I'm curious, I guess, to know, James, is you joined the Libertarian Party, right?
Yeah.
Now, when you joined the Libertarian Party, you did sign the statement that said you don't support or advocate the initiation of force to achieve political or social goals, correct?
What's that mean?
You did sign the statement, though, didn't you?
Must have. It's the chairman.
Yeah, I think so. But I don't know what you mean by what you just said.
Well, this is the pledge that you, at least back when I joined the Libertarian Party, a long time ago, that you had to sign in order to join the party. It was one of the things that kind of separates them from Republicans and Democrats, or at least in theory it should. The statement means that you don't support, it says that you don't support or advocate the initiation of force, that is to start aggression with somebody, in order to achieve political or social goals. So a political goal.
Of course.
So you agree with that statement?
Yes.
Okay. So then you wouldn't have a problem then with somebody just coming here for the hell of it and not following the bureaucrats' rules, right? Like, if they just wanted to come here and make a better life without having to jump through a bunch of hoops.
They should jump. I mean, they should. I feel, and this may not be the party line, because I've only been a member for, 18 months, and I've read a lot of books, and I've gone to the state conventions, and I'm trying to organize it locally. I mean, I think there should be, if you want to come to this, when my great-great-grandfather came here in 1840, okay, there was no immigration thing. They right. let Germans in. He was a dumb.
Shouldn't it
German.
Be that way
he
now?
He was a very intelligent German. He was a stonemason. And guess what he did?
He worked his butt off, and he made a better life for everybody.
You're darn right. And he was 40 years old, and a rich dude in Pittsburgh, okay, paid him $750 to replace his son in the Civil War, and he was killed in the Civil War.
Wow.
Okay? But guess what his grandson did? He became the first city planner for the city of Pittsburgh, my grandfather. I'm very, very proud.
That's something to be proud of.
Well, it is something to be proud of, but I want to. Here's what I think. I think that countries are tax farms, and they use us as tax cattle. I don't particularly care if one of the cows jumps the fence and intends to live a better life on this side of the fence. I will agree with you that I shouldn't have any obligation to, for tax money to go feeding and caring for and giving welfare and
exactly.
educating and all that stuff. I think
exactly.
if you want to come here,
I
you make a better life for yourself.
Send them. Look, you got to go back if you don't pass the test within a certain period of time.
Well, that's where the force comes in, and I think that look, I can kind of understand, James.
Right.
This was an issue that I had when I was becoming a liberal. This was an issue I had when I was becoming a libertarian, James, is that I didn't really understand this issue. But what I did understand when I signed the Libertarian Party's statement was that I was then refusing to use force to support. I would not support the use of force to achieve political
and social. I just think there should be a litmus test. You have to do something to become a citizen of this country.
Well, I don't want to be a citizen.
I think the litmus test should be, can you earn enough money to live? Because I don't think there should be anything given away for free. And the litmus test will be, will you make, are you living on your own? And
I don't think you need to be administering any kind of test whatsoever.
I'm saying life will give its own test.
You convinced me, you changed my mind, okay? I was a cashier at Kroger. And this lady comes in. I had just gotten my paycheck. It was $600 for the month. Okay. The lady came in, and she was on food stamps. She had two kids, and the bill ran up to $540. That's an absolutely true statement.
Yeah, it's a problem with the welfare system, no doubt about that. And, of course, libertarians don't support government taxes in the first place. I thank you for the call tonight, James. Appreciate hearing from you. The toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. I think he's got good intentions, but it's an example that you can become the chairman of the Libertarian Party and not really understand the statement you even signed.
It's
we're coming up
hear.
On Free Talk Live. Have you thought about owning gold? There are lots of reasons to own precious metals. A hedge against inflation. When the dollar tanks, metals go up. A barter currency. You can disempower the Fed by using real money. And no one knows the future. In an economic collapse, metals are likely to be a currency. Do as I've done for years. Buy your gold and silver and precious metals from Midas Resources through gold.freetalklive.com. That's gold.freetalklive.com.
You've heard of Black Friday doorbuster deals. Well, don't miss Lumber Liquidators floorbuster deals. Get incredible discounts on your favorite floors at one-time-only prices. There's never been a better time to get a great deal on pre-finished hardwoods, hand-scraped hardwoods, gorgeous bamboo, top-quality laminates, and get 26-month special financing. Plus, get even more floorbuster discounts in our stores. The sale ends Tuesday. These deals will not wait until after the holidays. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrant vigor and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.